very high divorce rate seems to indicate that few of us have discovered the secret to a successful relationship. But according to a new study, the answer could be simpler than any of us have thought. We asked a few experts in the field to share their secrets.
And now, it's time for Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise.
Good morning. This is Marcos Mercado, the host of Marriage Beyond the Vows, here on Praise, your inspiration station. And this morning, we're talking about beyond social media. Now, you might be asking yourself, what in the world does that have to do with marriage? Well, many couples post their private lives on their social media sites. And so we want to hear from you. Do you think that is correct? Should they do that? Should they not? What's appropriate? What's inappropriate to post on social media about your relationship? Give us a call this morning, 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. Again, I am your host, Marcos Mercado, and you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows here on Praise, your inspiration station. In just a moment, we'll introduce and we'll bring in a guest from Atlanta, Georgia. And I'll just tell you a little bit about him before I introduce him. He is a social media guru in so many ways. So we'll be having some great conversation. But as always, we want to begin first with a word of prayer. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father and God, our Father, we just want to come before you and ask you to be with our lives, be with our relationships, be with our marriages and our families. Father, I do pray that you just give us healing, give us wisdom and guidance, Father, and especially want to ask that this morning you're able to bless many, many couples through our show, couples who plan on tuning in and are waiting there with their Bibles open and a notebook, and those who are perhaps just driving through one of our cities. Father, we do pray that you just continue to be with our ministry, continue to bless our work. Father, we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And as always, we hope and pray that today's program will enrich, empower, and encourage you towards having a great relationship. And our theme scripture of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 5. As I mentioned in my prayer, I hope and pray many of you are just sitting there, hopefully with your spouse, and just wanting to learn and taking note from what so many of our callers are able to call in with their testimony or the advice that we give over the air. But Proverbs chapter 5 is a warning against adultery. It says, "My son, pay attention to my wisdom. Listen well to my words of insight, that you may maintain discretion and that your lips may preserve knowledge. For the lips of an adulteress drip honey, and her speech is smoother than oil, but in the end she is bitter as gall, sharp as a double-edged sword. Her feet go down to death, her steps lead straight to the grave. She gives no thought to the way of life, her paths are crooked, but she knows it not. Now then, my sons, listen to me and do not turn aside from what I say. Keep to a path far from her, do not go near the door of her house, lest your best strength to others and your years to the one who is cruel, lest strangers feast on your wealth and your toil enrich another man's house. At the end of your life, it will groan when your flesh and body are spent. You will say, how I hated discipline, how my heart spurned correction. I will not obey my teachers or listen to my instructors. I've come to the brink of utter ruin in the midst of the whole assembly." And I love this part. It says, "Drink water from your own cistern, running water from your own well. Should your springs overflow in the streets, your streams of water in the public squares, let them be yours alone, never to be shared with strangers. May your fountain be blessed, and may you rejoice in the wife of your youth." And it goes on and on. It's an amazing passage here in Proverbs chapter 5. I was reading here from the New International Version. But in many of these versions, you're able to make that connection. Now, we know thousands of years ago, there was no such thing as social media, but there was still society. And there were ways to be able to keep things private or make them public. And here in Proverbs, we see the wisdom of Solomon. And he's saying, listen, make sure you stay away from the adulterous woman. Stay away. And also, just be careful. Do not share your relationship in public, meaning that these are some private matters. And so, again, we want to hear from you. We're talking about beyond social media. I am your host, Marcos Mercado. Now I want to introduce to you our special guest, Lamar Tyler, who's calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. Good morning, Lamar.
Hey, good morning, Marcos. How's it going?
I'm doing very well. We appreciate it, as always, to be able to connect with you. Now, I've mentioned a few minutes ago that you are a social media guru. Would that be correct?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much something along those lines. We've done pretty well using social media.
All right. Well, explain that a little bit, because maybe people won't know what that means. And what are we're talking about today? Our topic is beyond social media. And we're talking about what's appropriate and what's inappropriate for couples to share in social media sites?
Sure. So my wife and I, Ronnie, we run a site called Black and Married with Kids.com. It's the largest African-American marriage and parenting site on the web. And in addition to that, social media has been a big way for us to catapult this message around healthy, happy marriages and healthy, happy images of marriage out there to the masses. So we built a Facebook page with just under 200,000 people on it now. We do a lot of stuff on Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, all these different social media platforms. We pretty much, said what we'll do is all these things that the enemy uses to destroy marriage, to destroy our communities, we'll use it to promote marriage and to promote our communities. And we've been able to tap in with people all, not just around the country, but around the world, who are interested in saving their marriages, having better marriages if they're good, creating better marriages if they're bad, and just, you know, rallying around, getting more information that will make their marriages, their communities, their families better and more healthier.
Amen, amen. Well, Lamar, I appreciate that. You have pretty much the same conviction I have. If you have a bad marriage, we can help you make it good. If it's good, we want it to be great. If it's great, we want it to be even better. So that is definitely the way to go. Now, how long have you been involved with social media?
We started our actual website in December 2007, so it's been over 5 years. But I have a information technology background. I've been doing that kind of work for 15 years. So I've pretty much been using social media since it first came on the scene, you know, a while back, and with, you know, MySpace and Facebook, and like I said, just the evolution of the thing, I guess, you know, I guess even, you could even say early incarnation where the AOL chat rooms.
Wow. And
those got people into a lot of trouble, too.
They sure did. Know? People were in these chat rooms chatting about stuff they shouldn't be chatting about.
Exactly.
And in a moment, we're going to talk about this a little bit more. We're going to talk about what's appropriate, what's inappropriate. But let me ask you this. So you started with social media, and what sparked that interest to want to promote positive images and positive issues about marriage through social media?
You know, my wife and I were talking about starting a blog, and we said, you know, what's something that we're passionate about? So 5, 6, 7 years from now, if it kind of takes off, it's something we won't mind still talking about. We won't mind still actually doing day to day. And we said what that thing was we were passionate about was relationships and healthy relationships and marriage in particular, and the way marriage is portrayed through mainstream culture. You know, it's always so negative when you see it in a movie, when you see it on TV, when you read about it. For men, it's always like you have a ball and chain and you're losing your freedom.
Oh, yeah.
Never talks about the exponential benefit of marriage and what a great wife brings to the life of that husband.
That's
you know,
true.
For women, it's all these negative things that they talk about, how men are controlling and men are this and men are that, but it never talks about what a good man can put into the life of you and your family. So we said, hey, we know there are other couples out here who are happily married, who enjoy marriage. You know, I can't be the only man out here that loves my wife to death. You know, I can't be the only man out here that's parenting my children.
You're not.
Aspect of doing that because, you know, we're not shown as good fathers, or we never see the fathers that are doing well. We always see the fathers that aren't there.
Well, it seems like bad news.
This image of a positive image of marriage and parenting, and it took off from there.
Well, that's phenomenal, and I think the fact that you even have almost 200,000 followers on Facebook is pretty amazing, because it seems like bad news travels so much quicker and people just catch on, but you're showing that that's not necessarily the case, that there are many people who are looking for inspiration. We see that in our very own inspiration stations where people are saying, listen, we love what we offer. We love the inspiration music. We love shows like this one, Marriage Beyond the Vows, that couples are able to talk about real positive images. Now, sometimes we do talk about the negative, but we like to leave it with a positive note. There's always hope. There's repentance, there's forgiveness, and we love hearing the stories and the testimonies of those who've persevered and those who've learned the lessons. Sometimes it's your very own lessons that you have to learn, but sometimes you can learn from others. And that's what I appreciate so much about a platform like this, and even a platform like the one you have, because you can share some great topics. Now, we're about to take a quick break, Lamar, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some things that are inappropriate and some of those that may be appropriate to share with social media. So in just a moment, we'll take a break. We don't want you to go anywhere. In the meantime, we want you to give us a call at 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905. And don't you dare touch that dial, because we'll be right back. We'll be right back.
to Marriage Beyond the Vows.
Call 855-454-5905 and get in on the conversation. We're praised.
Welcome back. Welcome back. You're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado. And this morning, we're talking about beyond social media, what's appropriate or inappropriate to post on social media sites. With me this morning is a very special guest, Lamar Tyler, who we're calling a social media guru. He has close to 200,000 Facebook followers, and he did this by posting. He and his wife posted positive images and positive stories about marriage, and many, many are following. So once again, welcome back, Lamar, and it's good to have you here as we have this discussion about what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. For everyone else, if you're listening in, go ahead and give us a call at 855-454-5905. And Lamar, right before the break, we've mentioned that we're going to talk a little bit about that, what's appropriate and what's inappropriate. So what are some things that you would say that are absolute no-nos in terms of social media when it comes to relationships and marriage?
You know, I would say putting information that your spouse isn't comfortable with, you putting out there in the public, putting that stuff out there in the public. You know, I've seen some instances where couples would get into arguments or get into fights, and it would all play out on Facebook. And that would be the worst, because then you'd have other people commenting and lending their two cents into it.
Sure.
These people may not always be friends of your marriage.
Absolutely.
So just like we have to guard our marriage and who we let into our relationships offline, we have to do the same thing online as well.
Absolutely.
And just like a general point of reference that my wife Ronnie and I always use is, if you're not sure whether something is appropriate, if you wouldn't do it in real life, don't do it online.
That's true.
If you wouldn't talk to this ex-girlfriend or the guy you dated in high school, or you know, some you know, woman that's half naked on her Facebook page, if your wife would frown down on you talking to a half naked woman in person, then don't do it online either.
Absolutely.
Just, you know, guard yourself from those types of things.
You know what the problem is? Is some people would do that in real life, and then they go ahead and do it in social media. But we'll talk more about that later. Right now, we're going to go ahead and hear from Yvette, who's calling in from Charlotte, North Carolina. Good morning, Yvette. You're live on the air with Praise.
Good morning. God bless.
God bless. Well, we're here. You're speaking to Marcos Mercado and Lamar Tyler. And so what could we help you with? We're talking about some of the things that we have issues dealing with, especially through social media, but I'm sure you're calling for some kind of relationship advice.
Yes. Even though my relationship didn't play out in social media, I had an issue whereas I was telling my girlfriends about my relationship. And just like with social media, when you put that type of information out, period, it can hinder your marriage or any relationship.
Mm. So what happened?
That's what I did.
So what happened? So you were having issues in your marriage, and you started sharing it with some girlfriends.
Yes, I did. And it got back to him, what was shared in a girls' night out that we was having. And it kind of separated us. It drew a wedge between us. And we were already having a lot of difficulties in our marriage. And now we've been separated for about 9 months.
Wow.
And I'm trying to deal with that issue. I mean, I know I've made my mistakes. And sharing things with my friends that should have stayed private and personal between my husband and I. But I'm, like I said, I'm dealing with the issue of the fact that we're separated.
Wow, wow. Now, Lamar, you have any thoughts on that?
You know, I do. I think it ties into what I just was saying a second ago about friends of your marriage.
Yes.
And we have to really, you know, realize and think about who we're sharing this information with, and what's going to come out of that. You know, because I know sometimes we want to vent, we want to talk to other people, but what happens is a lot of people may not want what's best for you and your marriage, or you know, once you know, it may be an issue or a problem going on, but once you moved on, maybe your friends haven't, maybe your family hasn't, because family does this a lot as well. So when we talk about having friends of your marriage are those people, when you tell those type of issues to, they don't run and go tell somebody else. Friends of your marriage are the ones when you have an argument with your husband or your wife and you talk to them, they don't say, okay, let's go out to the club and have some fun. You know, they pray for you and consult you.
Absolutely.
So I think that's just what it ties back into, whether online or offline as well.
And, you know, there's a great scripture there, and it sounds like, Yvette, you felt like you had a trusted circle, a circle of friends. And
I really believed I did at the time.
And I think that's the problem, whether it's through social media or not, is that when you get a bigger circle, you're not sure if people will betray that confidence or not. And there's a scripture in Proverbs 11, verse 13, that says a gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy person keeps a secret. And, you know, there are some things that are not meant to be repeated. Now, look, we're not saying, and I just want to make this clear, we're not saying that you shouldn't have people you talk to and you're transparent with and you're open with, but those people should be trustworthy. And I believe that it starts with, you know, if they're trustworthy with little things, they can be trustworthy with bigger things. But like Lamar said, I really appreciate that. It's some people are not friends of your marriage. So you have to be so careful. And I believe really that circle should be very small. There are very few people. Now, I'm very transparent on the air and I share a lot about my life. But there are some things that people don't have business knowing. Like even when I get with couples, I have them sign a confidentiality agreement because sometimes I might share something with them that I don't want necessarily the whole world to know.
Correct.
And so, Yvette, you're learning a lesson there. Now, how's it going? You said you've been separated for 9 months. Are you working on your husband and you both trying to get back together, or what's happening right now?
That doesn't look like it's going to happen. He's moved to Wisconsin. Like I said, I'm in Charlotte. So we're leaning more towards divorce. We're about to dissolve the marriage.
Wow.
And it's a lot of issues that went into that. But the main thing was sharing personal information with friends.
That gossip truly destroyed it. It was that straw that broke the camel's back.
It really did.
All right, well, Yvette, I want to say thank you so much for calling us. We'll keep you in prayer, and, you know, there's a valuable lesson there. I hope and pray that many of our listeners take heed to that warning. Do not just share with anyone.
Exactly. You have a blessed one now.
You too, Yvette. Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much. Now, Lamar, let me tell you that I think one of the scariest things, and we've heard this before about social media, is that there's no, like, taking things back. You know, once you press that send button, it's out there on Twitter, on Facebook. Many people have gotten in trouble because they ranted or they put something inappropriate and then they press that send button and it's out there. That's it forever.
That's totally right. And I think that's something your listeners really need to hear and they really need to understand. There is no privacy through social media. And I don't care if you have settings on private,
sure.
If you think, you know, only, you know, you have a certain group, because all of them have privacy restrictions and limitations you can set up. But we see on a daily basis when celebrities, when entertainers, when politicians, different people put stuff out there on social media, people, almost like the last call we talked about, people inside of that privacy circle that you think really have your best interest in mind, they can take a screenshot. You know, they can capture immediately what you're saying or what you're doing and then spread that outside to the public. So just know that nothing is ever safe on social media. Once you put it out there forever, whether you go back and delete it or not.
And that's so true. And I think what we forget is, you know, that the social media, I mean, the way they make money is by having more people and more conversation out there. So even if you look, and I believe many of us do this, right? We skip reading the fine print. But I believe most of the social media sites say everything you share on there belongs to them, to whatever that site is. So even if you think it's private, you're putting it in a public site. You're giving away your information, so it's not private anymore.
Exactly. And your information are your status updates. They're your pictures of you, your family, your spouse, your good times. I mean, just think of all this information that we're basically giving away for free and we're publicizing to the world.
All right. And in just a moment, we'll share what some of the good things to share, because we don't want people to be so paranoid that they don't have any social media. Because I know some people who would say social media is from the devil, don't use it. But I know for even my parents use it and they love to exchange pictures, you know, the grandkids and each other and, you know, all that good stuff. But there are some things that are absolutely appropriate and some that are absolutely inappropriate. What we're going to do is we're going to take another phone call here. We have an anonymous caller from Philadelphia who is wanting to share with us that too much information has been shared through social media. So good morning, caller. You're live on the air with Praise.
Hi, good morning. Yes, I'm just calling. I had a situation that really kind of disturbed me a couple of days ago. A family member placed something on social media.
Okay.
You know, regarding her anniversary, it was for her husband. It was a very nice, you know, gesture that she did, but I thought it was just too much information. It was a video, happy anniversary. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, and I said, you know what, I really, you know, think that is too much information. I think it's too sexy. And I think that you should really take it down.
So what was so sexy about it? It was like something like she was sending to her husband but made it public?
Yeah, well, she made a video.
Okay.
And, you know, and that's the you know, she made a video, but I just thought it was too much information. That, you know, it was nice that she would do it for him, but something, you know, the bedroom was undefiled. So you can do, it wasn't that she was showing things, but just the body language.
I got you.
So I, you know, that is something that happens as well. And, you know, with especially with young couples and being a woman that has wisdom, would tell her, you know, I don't think that that's a good thing because I know that it can cause her problems.
And you know what? I'm glad you say that. And we have Lamar Tyler, who really has been involved with social media for so many years, and he has some real positive images and positive great things to say about marriage. But those are things that I do see. You know, sometimes there are married folks that post pictures that, you know, really are not appropriate. You know, women revealing themselves a little bit too much, but they're married.
And,
I mean, even if they're single, they shouldn't be posting that, but definitely not if they're married. Now, Lamar, what do you think about that? So our caller is saying that she has a relative who posted something seems a little bit sexy, kind of encouraging for her husband, but she posted it on a social media site so other people can see it. And obviously she felt like that was too much.
Yeah, you know, I think it's kind of tricky without actually, you know, seeing what it was. And then I think it still kind of feeds into what that person, their spouse, finds appropriate as well, I think, at times, too. You know, because, again, like kind of the I think the offline parallel of that is, you know, some people may say, you know, certain types of public displays of affection may be too much for one person and may be, you know, totally fine for somebody else. But I think it's just all about drawing that line about, most importantly, what your spouse is comfortable with as well. So if she's putting that out there, is her husband comfortable with that video actually being out there? Or is he saying, you know, hey, babe, I love what you did. I love the fact that you put this energy into it, but I would rather you send me that privately, or, you know, you just kind of show me that behind closed doors when I get home.
And that's true, because some people don't care, right? They're like, you can tell the world. Like, I know my wife, I mean, I love my wife. I want her to be modest. Now, there are certain things I don't mind my wife wearing for me or around the house, but I would not want her to wear outside. I mean, that's just the truth. I mean, you know, it seems like shorts, summertime, they get shorter and shorter. And,
you
know, now we're not, you know, we're modest, but we're also, you know, pretty, I would say we're pretty modern people, so we're not having shorts like underneath, you know, below the knee or anything like that. But at the same time, I think that there's a certain length that's or a certain, you know, shortness that is way too short. I mean, for our household, the standard is, especially if they're like jeans, if the pockets are longer than the shorts, you know, it's too short. You know it's too short, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we believe that's true. So, again, caller, we appreciate you so much for sharing that with us and really
you.
Something that made you feel uncomfortable that a relative posted online.
Close relative.
A close
you know,
relative.
So that was the thing, and I, you know, really shared that. She did say that her husband was okay with it.
Okay.
Yeah, she did say that he was okay with it, you know, but sometimes, you know, when you open up doors, then you have to be willing to take what comes along with it. So that's the only thing that I wanted to put that out there also is that they're posting a lot of videos and different things going out as well.
Be careful.
And more than
you know
pictures.
What I actually love that she actually did is she, you know, went to and actually mentioned it and brought it up to her.
And she didn't post it online. Like what?
Exactly. She didn't post
what's
it
wrong with you?
She didn't say, you know, taking it and post it on her page and say, hey, look at what, you know, somebody else is doing type of thing.
Sure, sure.
But, you know, I mean, she went to her and provided wise counsel.
Excellent, excellent. Well, thank you so much. And, caller, we appreciate you calling
thank
in and sharing
so much.
About that.
Have okay,
a best
have a good day. Bye-bye.
All right, you too. Now, Lamar, that brings me to another topic here where, you know, we're talking about social media, but a lot of this is the boundaries that you have in relationships. And, you know, boundaries can get fuzzy, you know, what's appropriate to share, like you said, public display of affection, you know, we have, like, again, social media, even just who people are able to have as friends. So I have a question that has come up in the past is, should your spouse have access to your social media site? So, you know, for example, if you have a Facebook page, should your spouse have the password or should they not? Because there are couples who believe, well, I need to have my own privacy. That's none of my spouse's business. There are others who feel like absolutely I should have access. And there are even couples who go as far as having a joint account. Like they won't have a his or her account, but they'll have their account as a married couple because of the dangers. And we've all heard of people hooking up with people from the past or maybe, like you said, people who are not friends of your marriage. They try to kick in. But what do you think about that of couples who feel like their spouse shouldn't have access to their account, to their password?
You know, I, th- think you hit it on the head when you talked about different ways you can do it. And I think you really have to look at the heartbeat of your relationship. Mm-hmm. And I say what's more important in social media is your marriage. So with me and Ronnie, Ronnie knows the passwords to all of my accounts, mm-hmm. but she doesn't necessarily use them. You know, she doesn't necessarily, she's not going in and checking.
She's not going to hack your account.
Emails in the inbox and checking messages and seeing what people sent me and what I'm sending other people.
Sure.
Because we have that type of trust in our relationship. And I know that she won't do anything inappropriate with that password. I have a trust that she can do that. We actually had a writer on our site who was a male, and he was a husband. And he wrote an article called My Wife Is Not My Friend on Facebook.
Mm.
And he talked about how he had to unfriend his wife on Facebook because he felt like she was doing things that really weren't conducive to their relationship on Facebook. And she would go in and post messages as him. And I think she thought it was funny or fun, but he didn't. So, you know, a lot
you
of people
be
came
kidding
down
me.
To him and they said, must be trust and there's more going on in this and all these different things. But I actually liked it because I said, hey, whatever you need to do to keep your marriage tight, you need to do that. So if that means that, you know, you need to have a joint page together, have a joint page together. If that means you need to have separate pages with your own friends, as long as you're not doing anything inappropriate along those lines, that's fine. You know, if it's a trust issue where your spouse really needs to know that you're not doing anything appropriate, you need to be able to show them that you're not. I mean, it shouldn't be anything that you're hiding as long as you're not doing anything inappropriate at the same time. But do whatever is necessary to maintain your marriage because social media is not that important.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado. And with us this morning is Lamar Tyler calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. And he is a social media guru. We're talking about what's appropriate or inappropriate to post online. So give us a call, 855-454-5905. Now, Lamar, so we're talking about this stuff. Now, sometimes it's a little weird, right, when someone, you know, your wife's name is Ronnie, when someone would have an account and it's like Lamar Ronnie, and then you're wondering who you're talking to, you know, who's doing this.
Exactly.
Now, some couples have gotten really good at it, and they'll say, like, this was Ronnie or this was Lamar, and then it makes sense. Because sometimes, you know, things like I went fishing the other day, for example. I have my own page. My wife has her own page. But a lot of our accounts actually have the same password. My wife and I just share passwords. So it's like if you ever need to log into mine or ever need to log into hers, you know, there's no problem. Especially with pictures. Like a lot of times she's like, oh, can you post that picture for me? Sure. But the same way as you and your wife, Ronnie, we have that trust. Like we haven't betrayed that trust. Now, there are many couples who've already betrayed that trust. And I tell you, when I tell people the hardest thing to do is to rebuild trust, and there are some things that you kept saying over and over again, social media is not that important. When you look at it in comparison to your marriage and to building that trust, like no one, and it really makes me cringe when couples are so adamant about this being set in their ways that they won't compromise, but it makes their spouse feel very uncomfortable. You know, some people are adamant about, well, listen, she's just a friend. There's nothing, but the wife just feels uncomfortable or vice versa. The husband is like, listen, I don't like you talking to those women because they don't help in our marriage. Or that guy that's on page, on your page, I know that he was a high school sweetheart and I know you're not together anymore, but it makes me feel uncomfortable. Like we really have to protect our marriages more than our own privacy and our own pride.
You know, that is so right. And that's so correct. And that's what leads to a lot of issues around social media is insecurities. And a lot of times they're insecurities that begin offline somehow but then creep into our online lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
So the issues that we bring and things that we're not handling in our day-to-day interaction and issues and different levels of intimacy with our spouses, and then, you know, we bring them online, and then, like I said, we need to have that trust and transparency.
Absolutely,
so that
absolutely.
Our spouse, you know, can have 100% faith that we're doing the right thing at all times while we're on social media. We can have that faith in them, and it's not an issue.
And that's part of being faithful, right? You're trustworthy, and people understand, you know what, I can trust you in every area, including social media. Now, we're going to go ahead and talk to George. George is calling in from the Philadelphia area. He's been married 23 years and says something about
yes.
social media. Good morning, George. You're live on the air with Praise.
Hi, how you doing, brother?
Hi, we're doing great. This is Marcos Mercado you're talking to, and we also have Lamar Tyler on the phone. Now, George, you know we're talking about beyond social media, right? Like what's appropriate, what's inappropriate with social media.
Oh yes.
So you were married. You've been married 23 years. So when you first got married, there was really no such thing as social media, but things have evolved. Well, how do you and your wife handle the privacy issues when it comes to social media?
Well, I go on social media every now and then. My wife doesn't really go on there at all, but it was something interesting that was mentioned about someone, a spouse, having your password. But I'm just saying, as if you've been blessed enough to be married and you truly value that, you should have nothing to worry about. Mm-hmm. Why do you need a password? You know, why would you worry about your spouse having this password? Don't do anything that would, don't do anything that you would be ashamed of.
Sure.
Don't do anything. What are you going to, if you're married and you're on social media, what are you doing that you would worry about your spouse? My wife has my password to my telephone, and anything she wants to know, oh, it's right there. Go check it out. You know, I just find don't do anything that you would be, live your life. And especially if you're Christian, live your life. So there's nothing you have to worry about.
Absolutely. So your philosophy is that there should be nothing that you hide.
Nothing. Okay, yeah, you may hide it from your spouse or people around you, but there's one that will see it all, so, you know.
All right, listen, there's this passage in Matthew, and it's actually talking about fasting, but I love what it says. I think we could apply it because it says, but when you fast, pour oil on your head and wash your face so that it would not be obvious to men that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you. In this case, he's talking about you do something good, it's in secret, God rewards you. But you know what? It's when you're married, it's not only about you and God now. You have someone who the two become one. This person needs to feel great about it. And I think to me, one of the most convicting scriptures is how we should behave towards our wives, because if we're not sensitive and we're not treating them the right way, it could hinder our prayers.
Yes, it could. I tell you this, brother, and then I'll let you go. I consider it a blessing and a gift to have someone in our life. And I think nowadays it's not really just having someone. People treat people so horribly. Sometimes even us Christians, we treat our mates so horribly that they don't value having someone. But I say to people, go talk to someone that's very lonely.
Mm.
Talk to someone that's for years has been praying for someone and they don't have anyone. You don't value that. You don't value that person until they're gone.
And George,
but you should do nothing that you have to. Social media. I listen to this and, oh, what information should you put on social media? Put nothing on social media that you have to be ashamed of.
Absolutely.
And if there's something you have that you want to share and it's something you should be ashamed of, I think it's time for some introspection and some house cleaning. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, George. Well, George, we thank you so much. We appreciate you bringing that up. And especially the part about if you're lonely or you talk to someone that's lonely and you realize how blessed you are. Because we have at least half of our listeners are single, hoping to be married one day. And sometimes they hear the bad things about marriage and they're like, oh, I don't know if I want that. Other times, a caller like you, it inspires those who are lonely to find someone, you know, who's special and is trustworthy. So thank you so much for sharing your heart and your story this morning.
And thank you so much for your program.
Okay, George, have a blessed day. Thank you so much. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows. I am your host, Marcos Mercado. With me this morning is Lamar Tyler, who's calling in from Atlanta, Georgia. And we're talking about social media, what's appropriate or inappropriate to post online. If you're married or maybe you're in a serious relationship, are there things that you should not be posting online? And we want to hear from you. Maybe you've made the mistake. I know we posted on Facebook earlier this week, and some of you have said, you know, that your relationship suffered because of things that were posted through social media. So once again, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 855-454-5905. 855-454-5905 as we talk about what's appropriate or inappropriate to post on social media sites. So Lamar, there's a lot there. We were just talking to George, who really was, I would say, a source of encouragement, saying that there are some things that you know, you have to be grateful for, you know, your spouse, which goes kind of with the flow of what we've been talking about, right? We shouldn't take each other for granted. The relationship is so much more important than social media. And I mentioned this scripture that actually comes from 1 Peter 3. It says, husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wives and treat them with respect as a weaker partner and as heirs with you of the gracious gift of life, so that nothing will hinder your prayers. Now, I know sometimes this passage might not be very popular with women because it's like the weaker partner. What are you talking about? But I think what the scripture is saying is not that women are so weak, but they're more sensitive a lot of times. And when it comes to social media, when it comes to building trust, we want to make sure that we are trustworthy, that you're not making someone feel insecure. And in some cases, it might be even the husband that feels insecure. Like, what are you sharing with the world that's private in our relationship? But what do you think about that, Lamar?
I mean, definitely. You know, I've seen it both ways with, you know, men and husbands who've come to us and said, you know, I don't feel comfortable with some of the things my wife is saying, or some of the things, some of the people she's talking to, or some of the pictures that she's posting. But like I said, again, I think so much of it boils down to your relationship offline and what you bring into that relationship. And before I forget, I also wanted to mention, because you talked about how many single listeners you have, so I wanted to make sure I added this for the singles. I had a great conversation a few years back with a good friend, and since I've been married kind of during the rise of social media, so I'm not really familiar with dating during the time of social media.
There you go, right? You're talking.
But she talked about the fact that she had to stop letting guys she was dating be her friends so fast on Facebook.
Wow.
And on platforms like this, because they were all into her life and they could see everything she was doing and they could see, you know, where she was going and who she was going places with and what pictures she was being tagged in.
Wow.
And she felt like it was giving them too much access.
It's like you can have a stalker online.
Exactly.
Which has happened.
Or, you know, I mean, it was accelerating things, or not letting things kind of progress probably in the way they normally would and normally should in a normal relationship.
And there is a lot of information that we post. You know, some people put their actual birthdays. Like, I put my birthday, but I never put the year. Because I just feel like it's a little bit too much information. I mean, I have thousands of Facebook followers and friends. And, you know, I feel like a lot of those are friends, but they're not intimate friends. A lot of them are just, you know, friends from the radio show. And so there are some things that, to me, sometimes, occasionally, I might put a picture of my family and my kids, but I really don't put a lot about my kids. Because, again, it's public. I mean, people are able to access this. Sometimes you think you've protected that, but friends of friends can see things. And, I mean, it really, it gets kind of, you know, sticky out there. Now, we're talking about what's appropriate and what's inappropriate to post online and through social media. And, you know, Lamar, I want to share this story. You know, a few years ago, I got with this couple, and the wife was just really adamant. She was so upset because she went into her husband's Facebook page, and he had changed the status from married to single. And, I mean, he was caught, like, without excuse. Like, why would you put single? Like, what's wrong with you? And he tried to come up with some lame excuse. You know, he was like, well, you know, that we were having a problem with our marriage, and there was, like, no in-between. So, and she's like, but you're married. Like, we're still working on our marriage. She was really heated and hurt and felt very betrayed. Now, we took it to the next level. I mean, we started really questioning his heart and in wanting to save his marriage. The good news is, you know, he did change. They've done well throughout the years. But at that time, you know, he really was going out there, like trying to fish and trying to find someone, maybe not directly, but just saying, hey, if I change my status, maybe there are some people who might contact me or something like that. That's what came out from him doing that. Something so small as changing your status is actually not that small when you're in a marriage.
Exactly. You know, I did an article on our site, blackandmarriedwithkids.com, maybe earlier. No, I guess I did last year, and it was called 5 Things Your Spouse Better Not Catch You Doing on Facebook.
Mm, okay.
And it was, you know, some of it I was kind of humorous a little bit, but it was like some truth in every one. And the first two things I put is, number one, changing your status to single, and number two, changing your status to is complicated.
Wow. Yeah, it's true. Like,
if
you're married, what's
married,
so complicated?
You're married, and if you're going through issues, your Facebook friends do not need to know that you're going through issues, because the time you spend should not be in updating your relationship status on Facebook. It should be on working to keep your marriage.
And you hear things, right? Like, when people change their name, like a woman comes and she'll change her last name. You're like, what? Are they married? what's going on. She's back to her maiden name. I mean, those kind of things are tricky. You know, again, there are some things that are appropriate, some that are absolutely inappropriate when it comes to social media. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Marriage Beyond the Vows on Praise Your Inspiration Station. I'm your host, Marcos Mercado, and we're talking about social media. And so we have Lamar Tyler, who is a social media guru. Now, I say that in a way to be humorous, but the reality, Lamar, is you really are. I mean, with almost 200,000 followers, and you're saying you're the largest site when it comes to positive black marriages.
Exactly. You know, I mean, like I said, we've taken it our mission. You know, we feel it's our God-given purpose on this earth to be a platform that promotes marriages, and we want to do two things for couples. First is we want to encourage them. We want to show them that there are other couples going through the same thing you're going through, whether it's infidelity, communication problems, blended family issues, whatever it is, and you think you're home or you're in your car right now, and this is an issue and nobody feels your pain. There are other people who have already gone through it, overcome and conquered that. So we want you to read those stories and get encouraged. And then once we get encouraged, we want to connect you so that you can actually get educated on what to do to get yourself out of that situation. And we're using social media to do that on a day-to-day basis.
That's excellent, Lamar. And when we come back, we're actually going to visit our social media page. So if you've not done so already, go ahead and go to Facebook.com and look for Marriage Beyond the Vows. If you haven't done so, press the like button, get in on the conversation. But we literally have hundreds of people who posted to this question: what should you share, or should you share personal issues about your relationship on social media sites? So many of you responded. Of course, the majority of you said one thing, and we'll share that right when we come back. But others had some very interesting and even some controversial things to say that you posted online. So we're going to go to that as soon as we come back from this break. For everyone else, we do want to invite you to go ahead and give us a call. And if you feel like maybe we're talking about this topic and it's a little too public, you can call and be anonymous. So you can be an anonymous caller. Give us a call at 855-454-5905, 855-454-5905. 5905, and don't you dare touch that dial. We'll be right back after this.